This is down to brass tacks. Now, somebody has said here that they pass by the BRA often, and they wonder how it is that Ninja Man can do as he likes out there. This other person says also on the question of moving Nelson's statue and replacing it with Sir Garfield's statue, that there are so many people who come off the ships and take photographs of that statue at Kensington Oval, and there are tours related to it, and he feels that the statue should remain there. I suppose somebody would say that given the concern that has been raised about the vagrants, that perhaps they should replace the statue of Nelson with the statue of a vagrant then. Perhaps Ninja Man will get that honor one of these days. The way that Bridgetown is developing right now, I don't know how the government is going to deal with that. You know, I said that we wanted to pay attention to this special meeting of the CARICOM heads of government that's been taking place via Zoom, and I wanted to find out what was going to be said about LEAD. I think I've lined up a piece here where we've heard from Prime Minister Motley. She might well have, but what you will hear perhaps may be the end of a comment she's making about Guyana, because it's been a little bit difficult to line it up exactly where we want. But coming from that, I think she goes into making a comment about the LEAD situation. So let's hear what she said.
I believe that there is a framework that allows for easy communication, but that there has to be respect for the difficulties that individual countries face as we go into the hurricane season on top of the management of this pandemic. My friends, this has been a difficult 6 months for the region, but I have every confidence that the region can make it. I have every confidence that we will get it together.
That doesn't sound like the piece that I'm looking for. We'll come back to that later. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Hi, David. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Because I was saying to that sounded like what we heard earlier.
I'm looking for a specific piece that I'm...
I would like to hear it, because I'm going to speak to that, the whole question of the development with Antigua's position on LEAD. And I'm titling my contribution on that with a CARICOM.
Yes.
But before I do that, may I first offer congratulations once again to another moderator, Miss Lisa Gale. I had a very cordial discussion with her on Wednesday. I didn't know at the time that she was going to be given this new position on the Government Accreditation Council. And I congratulate her. And is she going to come back or she wouldn't be able to
no.
be moderating? So you'd have to get someone else.
Yes.
Okay. And I would also suggest to call to listeners, I got someone recommended this to me, and I listened to it twice, a piece by Bishop Joseph Attali on 9th of June 2020. So you can go into YouTube and search 9th of June, Barbados Sitting of Parliament, 9th of June 2020.
What was the subject that he was discussing?
He spoke on the media, and he spoke on the CBC. The discussion
I heard that
was
already.
Obviously, the loan to CBC. But he said some interesting things, and what brought it to mind as I was listening to you is when I heard us going to Miss Motley handing over, but you did say you wanted to hear about LEAD, because I said, but I've never heard the handing over from one prime minister to the other carried. And why tie it into Bishop Attali? Because he was saying that what he noticed is a very concerning trend where the CBC 7 o'clock news is being opted out and given to Miss Motley for press conferences. And usually we know the CBC news is at 7 o'clock, it's a staple, and
yes.
You know, you don't break it unless there's breaking news. And I noticed a couple of times, too, within brass tacks, 11 o'clock press conference and carried live, and then, you know. So he said, look at this trend, and when people listen, they will form their own opinion. But I found it to be interesting to see how she's positioning herself with the media. I mean, VOB is a private institution, CBC government owned. But
in all fairness, seriously, though, I mean, I don't agree with the idea of preempting the news at 7 o'clock just to have the prime minister deliver whatever message she wants to deliver. I feel I've seen that operate over the years, and the news has been treated as a staple, and the prime minister could come at 8 o'clock or so.
Absolutely agree.
You can't seriously preempt the entire newscast just to carry the Prime Minister's speech, which sometimes goes way beyond the hour or so.
8 o'clock.
You know, so I think there's a place for both, but let me also speak to our approach. Much of, if there have been interventions here within brass tacks to carry a speech by the Prime Minister, it is because we have deemed that speech to be particularly important, especially over the COVID period.